Welcome to episode 119 of the Time Hackers Podcast as we continue our productive routine series. And today we're going to be talking about how to know a routine is not working for you anymore and how to fix it. You're listening to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to get more time every day. I'm Julie, your host, and we actually don't have an intro because I would never waste your time. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Time Hackers Podcast, where we teach you how to gain time every single day. So today, I want to take the lead from our last episode where we talked about how to get back on track. Now, sometimes we're off track not because we were on vacation or things just changed up and we want to go back. Sometimes we feel that a routine is not working anymore. Now, this can be any routine. You're planning a routine, you're brainstorming a routine, you're managing your inbox routine, handling tasks, keeping your mass at bay, staying on top of reading or Bible study or courses or homeschooling or getting your degree or yoga in the morning, literally any routine. Sometimes it happens that a routine works for us for a significant period of time and all of a sudden we feel that it just doesn't click anymore. Now, what can cause this? What can make a routine that was perfectly fine a few weeks back to stop working for us? Well, first and foremost is an environment change. So if you moved to a different climate, if you moved to a different house, if you moved to a different office, or if you had a very happy change in your life, like you had a baby perhaps, or you adopted a pet, all these can contribute to the fact that your environment changed. And with the environment, this old routine does not fit anymore. Now, sometimes your environment doesn't change, but something in your life changed and you need to handle things in a different way. So perhaps you got promoted and you can't go to lunch with your team for an hour and a half in the noon because maybe you have more tasks, or maybe it's frowned upon, or maybe you just got into a new climate. Everything is possible. And the change is not external in your environment, but rather internal in the way you handle things. And when you change the way that you handle things, many routines that used to work for you previously because they were built upon what works for you simply cease to work anymore. Now, sometimes the volume of your tasks simply changes. It either grows or maybe it becomes smaller. And previously, stuff that worked for the previous volume of your tasks, they simply don't work anymore. Maybe because you don't have enough time for it. Maybe because the routine itself takes up too much time. Or maybe, just maybe, the routine makes things more complicated when all you want to do is simplify your life. The important thing that we need to remember is that routines are habits, and all habits are formed when we have three things that work together: a trigger, a routine, and a reward. So, for example, trigger can be I'm angry, and my routine can be I go out for a smoke, and the reward that I get is that I feel more relaxed because I got the nicotine in my body. By the way, this is a horrible example. Please don't smoke. It's so bad for you. A healthier habit that I might have thought of previously is trigger. I wake up, my energies are low, so this is my trigger. Now, my routine would be I go for a yoga practice an hour in the morning, and by the end of it, my reward is that I feel more energized and can conquer the world. So everything in life, all routines, all habits are built on those three things: on a trigger that makes us go into a routine, that gives us a reward that compensates the trigger. Oftentimes, people stop with their good habits because they think that they don't work for them anymore. The method doesn't work. The routine doesn't work. And instead of trying to figure out what is not working and why and then fixing it, they just cease to do it altogether, which is kind of like getting a divorce over a dirty sock on the floor. I mean, it's completely unproportional. So today, I'm going to show you how you can figure out what routines don't work for you, why they don't work for you, and how you can fix it. So, how will you know that your habit is not working for you anymore? Well, the simplest thing is that you will simply do it less. You will find reasons and excuses not to do it. You'll even convince yourself that you're getting all the benefits of the habit without actually doing it. So basically, you'll start feeling 8 years old again, and it's early morning, it's cold outside, and you don't want to go to school. This is how you'll be feeling about your routine. Now, when this happens, this means that the routine is not working for you anymore. So the next question is how to handle it. So start by asking yourself, what was your trigger for this routine? What was your routine, and what was the reward that you got for doing that? So every routine that we build is designed to give us a certain benefit, to allow us to learn more, to allow us to be more energized in the morning, to allow us to get through the day with better spirits. Anything that we do, especially something that we try to introduce as a routine into our lifestyle, is designed to deliver something. Figure out why you feel that you need to deliver something, what you did to deliver it, and what is the reward. So what's the trigger? What's the routine? What's the reward? And once you know it, this will allow you to understand what you are trying to accomplish and what makes it possible. Now, once you did that, ask yourself, what's not working anymore? Is the problem in the trigger? So perhaps you don't have this trigger anymore, and everything that follows this trigger, the routine and the reward, basically dissolve. Maybe something in the routine itself is not working for you anymore. Maybe you need to switch something up in the routine because it doesn't deliver the reward. Or perhaps the reward itself is not enough anymore and you need to change it to something bigger, or maybe just something that fits better to your current life circumstances. By asking yourself these questions, you allow yourself to isolate the problems and experiment to try and find a new way to work around it. Because let's be frank, if it was important enough for you to introduce a daily routine into your lifestyle, you owe it to yourself to figure out how to fix it because there was some benefit that was working for you. Now, let's take an example. So I like to plan on paper with a pen and paper, like old school, completely old school. Now, I used to love to plan on a day on two pages. So I had a day that each day was on two pages. On one side, I had like the schedule, the hours and the to-do list. And the other page was completely blank. And I used to use it to journal about what happened in the day and write down everything. Now, this was my routine. Let's break it down into trigger, routine, and reward. So the trigger was that I wanted to keep everything under control. My routine was that I plan my days in a planner, like a paper planner, and then I could journal through the day about it, which means that it was always with me. It was a pretty thing. And the reward that I got was that everything was in order. I had a scrapbook that I could refer to. So this was kind of a planning and a creativity outlet for me. So this was my reward, because obviously I could plan on my phone, I could plan on my tablet, I could plan anywhere digitally, but no, I chose to do it on a piece of paper that had one day on two pages. The reward was that I got to be creative. This is the reward in this scenario. Now, a month ago, it just stopped working for me. I just stopped using my planner. And it was really weird because I used to be one of those people that are constantly attached to it. So I asked myself, what's not working? And the result that I got was that I don't journal anymore as much as I used to. Like, the way I do things changed and I don't need to journal as much as I needed before. And what happened was that because I didn't write as much, there was a lot of wasted paper in my day on two pages journal. What happened was that the empty pages made me feel lazy, so I stopped writing anything at all and I didn't use my planner, which is absolutely silly because I still want to get the benefit of having everything under control, of planning it, and the creative outlet. I just can't find it anymore in the way that I used to in journaling. So what I did to fix this routine is I just printed different inserts. I printed an insert that is a week on two pages instead of a day on two pages. And now I have a teeny tiny slot for every day. I can write my to-dos. I can keep track of things. And I decorate it with stickers and fun things and doodlings. And this allows me to plan. It doesn't waste paper. I don't feel lazy because my pages are pretty full. And I have my creative outlet. So I have the same trigger, I have a new routine, and I have the same reward. This is everything for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode. I will see you in our next one. We will continue our productive routine series. And until next time, keep calm and hack time.